And we're live.
Are we going?
Yeah.
Oh. Why'd you say it like that?
And we're live.
God, dude. I think I need to listen to what everybody tells me and get a new partner for the show.
What?
You suck.
Who can be better than me, though? Like, think about it. I mean, I'm not able to be as funny as you, but...
Dude, don't sell yourself short.
Well, I think I'm funnier to you than you are to you.
Oh, like, I think you are funnier than I think I'm funny?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Because I think that's the only way, like, you would be sane with both of us doing this as a joke. Well, as a comedic.
Dude, you're probably... I wouldn't go as far as to say the funniest person alive, because there's a lot of funny people alive. But you're one of the funnier people I know. If I didn't think so, I wouldn't do this with you.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, I'm...
You're definitely the funniest person I know. I mean, I've known, though, because there was this one kid that I went to camp with that was the funniest kid I've ever met. Like, he had...
Well, how old were you?
Well, I mean, he was there every year I went.
Like, was he, like, 13 funny?
No, it was all the way up to, like, 17. Like,
you went to camp till 17?
Last time I went, I think I was 15. I think I was 15 when I was...
Really?
Yeah. Well, because I was a counselor in training or whatever for, like, 2 years. I went, like, it would be, like, a two-week thing. What? It'd be, like, up. You want me to talk louder?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was, like, a two-week thing when I would be a counselor in training. So, like, it would just be, like, I don't know, kind of cooler. But, yeah, the kid was super funny. I can't explain to you.
Was it me?
No.
Was I the kid
at camp? I don't think you went to that camp.
I never went to any. The only camp I ever went to was a Bible study camp.
Oh, didn't they, like, speak in tongues?
Yeah, well, I'm not religious now.
Yeah. This was, like, I'm not going to specify because I got away with some shit there, but I'm not going to say what camp it is.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, even though probably nobody's listening besides Paul. Actually, there is people listening.
Yeah.
I don't know who's listening, though.
Well, we found out tonight that my dad listens.
Yeah.
But he won't admit it. He listens, and then he acts like it's just to make fun of us.
Mm-hmm. No, I heard your show. You guys are dumb. Yeah, you guys are dumb. But he listens. I mean, yeah, those are an hour and a half. Yeah. That's a lot of time wasted. Yeah,
but he's heard them all.
Yeah. I mean, watching a two-hour movie, and I'm like, oh, that was a stupid movie. I don't go see the sequel.
Yeah, joke's on him. Joke's on him.
Yeah.
Thanks for the ratings, Pops.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so yeah, this is Can't Find a Better Goat.
With Burnt Biscuits.
With Burnt Biscuits, Tom and Jesse.
Tom and Jesse, because we're Burnt Biscuits.
Because we're Burnt Biscuits.
I just wanted to do that again, just because...
He was
mad about that.
I was in the car when we were listening to it, and
Was he getting really mad?
Well, he sat there and just, like, listened while he was driving, and then about 3 minutes in, he's like, oh my god, come on, because we just kept going.
I get it, you're Burnt Biscuits.
Yeah. He's like, you guys are idiots. When's the new episode coming out?
Yeah. Totally going to listen to it.
Yeah, I'm going
to
make fun of you again. okay, so we're... Speaking of my dad, we're back at his house.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in New Urban Designs. We have a couple places we like to go. Two.
Yeah.
Either we do it where I live, or we do it where you make beautiful furniture available through New Urban Designs.
Yeah. On Etsy. Shop Etsy.
Shop Etsy.
Which
show Betsy.
With on Etsy, like, it's two R's. You gotta go urban.
Oh, yeah?
For some reason, they wouldn't let me, like, use just one R. I looked it up. There's no other shop named New Urban Designs anywhere on Etsy.
They're using Ebonics.
Yeah. Urban. That's not how urban's spelled. You gotta use two R's.
Maybe we've just been wrong this whole time. Maybe. I don't know. You go to college. You should know.
I'm pretty sure it's one R. Like, it spell-checked me when I used two R's.
What'd you eat for dinner tonight?
Oh,
What'd you have? Because you showed up, and I was going to offer you food, but you're like, no, I'm good.
No, Tuesday made country gravy and biscuits. She got, like, Pillsbury biscuits, and then...
Biscuits and gravy?
Yeah, and, like,
Was it just biscuits and gravy, or was it like the sausage?
I think she put Italian sausage in it. It was a little weird, but I mean.
And William was down for that?
No, William did. William had mac and cheese.
So she makes two dinners?
Yeah. I don't know.
Weird. Okay.
She's probably listening.
Well, no. I mean, if you're going to make a mac and cheese, eat mac and cheese then, I guess. That's weird.
I don't think she likes mac and cheese because I think she got burnt out on it when dad was broke all the time.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Yeah, because I remember eating mac and cheese a lot.
Well, you know, one thing. Top Ramen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could ever be burned out on that.
Yeah, that sounds always good. It's the salt, I think, that gets us.
It's so good.
There's not as much. I mean, I know there's a lot of sodium in mac and cheese, but it's not as like.
Well, you always hear those broth. Well, you always hear those like success stories about like, oh man, I remember paying my dues eating all the Top Ramen in my dorm room and stuff, and I was like, you got some now?
Yeah.
Like, act so, like it's such a bad thing. Yeah. It's good. It's delicious.
I'm totally down for some ramen.
I'm not talking cup of noodles.
Mm-mm.
I'm talking ramen,
dude. That if you're rich, you get cup of noodle. Like, I never remember getting cup of noodle as a kid.
I like
the noodles more.
I'm just saying, I don't think they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Top Ramen, I'll eat that forever. Like, cup of noodles, I don't ever want to eat that again.
Yeah. Well, really?
Yeah, it's gross, dude.
I like the noodles dry more. Like, if you eat them dry.
I never liked it like that. Where you just, like, empty the
seasoning into it.
No, that's gross.
No, I don't do that anymore. I'm just saying when I was a kid.
Oh, but the, I love noodles.
Yeah. If you were to get the cup of noodles and flip them over and eat the bottom.
What?
Like, eat the bottom part of the noodles. They're like the best noodles. They're like seasoned noodles. It's weird. They're not the same noodles.
What kind of third world country were you raised in, man? Where you, like, cut the bottom out?
Dude, yeah, dude. When I do the ghetto, like, test, I score high.
Yeah, dude.
Like, the Kool-Aid, the dry Kool-Aid. We did that all, like, we started doing that really young, and we never stopped. It was just sugar.
No, like I said, that was illegal at my school. Hypo.
I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, that was a real thing.
Yeah, no, they let us, like, have it at our desks in, like, middle school at Mac. Like, they wouldn't care.
You got expelled at my school if you had it at your desk. You know what? Speaking of all this delicious foods, I'm totally going to eat some Top Ramen when this is done, dude. You want some?
You got some Top Ramen?
Dude, I got bags of it.
Dude, yeah, I'm, like, hungry right now, but I could totally wait.
Let's wait. It'll make it better.
Yeah.
Because,
we probably don't have much.
Your battery.
I turned everything down, like, the lighting and stuff. I'm going to turn it all the way down. We don't need to see the screen. Whoa, you can turn it all the way off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just going to do that. Screensaver.
Do we know if we're still recording?
Yeah, I know it'll still... I'm checking it. And
are we still recording?
488. Close it. And then... Yeah.
So we were going the whole time? All right, cool. All right, well, I guess that's a good place to start the show, then.
Yeah. All
right, start the show.
Start. Bam.
Okay, so... We were going to podcast a little while ago. And then stuff happened, and so we're a little belated.
Yeah.
And we're coming back now, but I wrote some stuff down that I wanted to talk about before. And if it seems a little dated now, it's because we're just now getting around to it. But I wanted to talk about Tracy Morgan coming back on SNL after his car crash, after like the coma and all that. What was the story?
Well, I guess they were in a party, one of those party buses, and then it flipped.
Well, because I had heard that he was in a limo. Well,
let me check.
And then him and his buddy or whatever, entourage or whatever, were in a limo leaving a party or something like that. And then a semi-truck crashed into them.
I thought it was a tour. I mean, I'm going to check it just so we're not, like, talking about the wrong thing.
I was pretty sure it was a semi-truck, an 18-wheeler, crashed into them. The one guy died. Tracy Morgan was messed up.
Yeah, it was a semi-truck, but I think they were in a party van thing.
Really?
Yeah, they were in one of those giant van things.
Okay, because I'd heard limo, but that could mean party bus.
Yeah, and the trucker didn't sleep for 28 hours.
Oh, my God.
So, like they had, like, a huge lawsuit.
Settlement, yeah, for sure. Dude, you got to sleep, man. You can't be out.
Yeah.
Those things are freaking freight trains. You can't be out there strung out as shit, driving around and stuff. That's how exactly what happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, he was in a terrible car accident. semi-truck accident.
And he Walmart truck driven by Kevin Roper.
Roper?
Yeah, it was a limo van. So it was probably one of those party van
things. Okay.
Yeah, it was a Walmart truck driver, Kevin Roper, rear-ended the limo van, carrying seven people shortly before 1 a.m.
They were leaving a party. Yeah, it's 12:50. They're in their limo. They're being respectable because they're not drinking and driving.
The semi truck was going 65.
Holy crap! Just tore right through it
in a work zone that was posted at 45.
65 in a semi doesn't matter what you're in, man. That's ripping right through it.
And it was slow moving traffic ahead of him, including the limo van. Yeah, but the limo van was on its side.
Well, yeah. Okay, so yeah, he got really hurt, and he's been gone for a while. Like,
yeah, it's been.
He was out of 30 Rock. Like, he hasn't done nothing.
Well, was 30 Rock still going? I believe so. Was it not? Because I know there's like 9 seasons on Netflix, and I've been watching it. I'm on the third season.
No, I believe so. Like they did at least 1 or 2 seasons without him,
mm-hmm.
because he got so messed up. But anyways. So his first coming back to acting or performing or just being back was he hosted SNL last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I watched it with my dad, and my dad's like, "Man, you can tell he got really messed up." But then I couldn't tell because I don't know if you followed Tracy Morgan before the accident,
yeah.
But he always talked like he was just in a car accident.
Hey. No, I'm Tracy Morgan. Yeah, no, I used to watch his stand-up because he had like 2 different stand-up specials that I fucking loved.
Well, and then he actually talked about it in his monologue because he came out pretending like he couldn't talk and stuff. He's like, "I'm just playing." You know, a lot of people were thinking like, "Oh, is his head okay? Like, is he okay? Can he talk?" And then Tracy Morgan himself said like, "I never could talk or think before the accident."
Yeah.
So the whole time, like, you could tell he's definitely had surgery and stuff because like his eye was a little wonky, like. One was more closed than the other and stuff. But it seems like he's back and he's legit, but it's so hard to tell because he acted like his persona before any of this was that he was kind of brain dead. So who freaking knows the extent of his damage? His
stand-up's pretty like basic, but I mean it's still funny because it's like he just talks about like jerking off in his bedroom while his kids are away and stuff. I don't know.
Well, just how he performs, like back on the Jay and Silent Bob movie and stuff.
Yeah.
My Pablo Escobar, hey, give him the map, Scott! And stuff. Like, you never know. Like, he always seemed like a head wound person before.
Like that Cop Out movie?
Yeah.
I love Cop Out.
Dude, that was so good.
Yeah.
That was such an underrated movie.
Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan.
But it's Tracy Morgan.
He
shoot this fool. He's rubbing my titty. Instead, like, dude, he was the best in that.
I'm gonna get everybody pregnant.
Yeah, I'm gonna get all y'all pregnant. God, we do that thing where one of us says something and the other one just says it right back.
I didn't do it. You did it.
I know, but it happens all the time. Vice versa. Speaking of which, what's your favorite? We've talked about Saturday Night Live a lot. Because we love it.
Mm.
Most of our favorite, anybody comes from that show or has been on that show or was somehow involved on that show.
I like Louis C.K.'s monologue.
Oh, yeah. You sent me YouTube that was so bad. And stuff. But what are some of your favorite skits of all time?
On SNL?
Yeah.
Dude, I love every freaking one of those Kristen Wiig ones where she's got tiny hands.
Oh,
this.
Yeah, the sisters.
Yeah, that one's my favorite. Just
she got the giant forehead and the snaggle tooth.
Because if nobody's seen any of them, like, seeing any of them would, like, make them flip out. I don't know. Because, like, just, I don't know.
I remember the first time I saw it, I thought that was freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
I'll admit, it got beaten to the ground.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, they bring it out every now and again. But,
I hated her, where she had, like, the red, like, Annie wig, and she's supposed to be, like, the little kid.
I don't know. I've never seen that one.
God, what was that? They did it a lot, where she would do, like, really bad stuff, and then be like, "Oh, Gilly." And then, like, it'd be, like, she was a little kid in school, and they'd be like, "Gilly." She's like, "What?" "Gilly. Sorry." It was terrible, but they did it so much.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, dude, we'll look.
I don't think I watched a lot of her beginning skits on SNL.
It wasn't beginning. That was her whole, like, time on there.
Oh.
The Gilly thing was terrible.
Dude. I know. I like the crazy aunt one where she's always like...
Oh, like surprise parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah. That one's funny as hell.
I disagree. But,
yeah, okay.
But no, I do agree with the Judith.
Mm.
Those are great. I don't care how many times I see that one. Even though I just said it got beaten to the ground, I take that back. I could still watch that forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's really not my favorite. I can't really remember it because you never asked me these before, so I just completely forgot.
I'm going to say that my favorite skit of all time was Will Ferrell with Garth Brooks, where he's the devil trying to rattle.
Dude, that one gets stuck in my head.
That's what makes it my favorite. It might not necessarily make me laugh harder than some other skits I've seen, but that's the one that I always remember, where Garth Brooks sells his soul to the devil to write a good song, but the devil can't write a good song either, so he's just pitching him all these terrible ideas.
And then that's what makes the Garth Brooks actually write a good song.
Yeah, then afterwards he's like, the devil can't write no love song. Yeah. And then he like writes a really good...
Yeah.
But it's just the... Yeah. I said the guitar was out of tune.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, let's get... Fast car on the highway. Wait. On the byway.
Mr. Robot.
Yeah. Hey, Fred's got slacks. It's like so terrible. I think that's my favorite of all time, just because.
Well, yeah,
I'll never forget it, dude.
I completely forgot about that one.
Opposite of what I just said.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, as far as like I can't remember that as an SNL skit. That's just such an iconic thing in my head.
But you know what? That's not a known one. Everybody knows the cowbell one and stuff, and it's like. The devil one was so much better.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the cowbell one was bad, but I get it. He plays the cowbell and stuff. The devil one. Oh, man.
But wasn't Zoolander... Didn't Zoolander start from SNL?
Ben Stiller?
Yeah, I thought that started on SNL.
No, that started...
When he was like a host, they would do that.
Well, Ben Stiller was a writer on SNL in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. But he never did Zoolander. The Zoolander came in like 96 for the VH1 Fashion Awards.
Oh.
And so that was just a character that he did, like making fun of how dumb male models are.
Yeah.
But he did it like 3 years in a row, and it really, like, people really liked it and stuff. And then years later, he's like, looking to write a new movie, and he just kind of came back to that character.
Okay.
And then he wrote the Zoolander movie based off the VH1 Fashion Awards.
You know too much.
Sorry, man. It's good to be king.
Whatever.
But yeah, so that had nothing to do with But okay, so no. You can always tell when I'm moving on to another topic because I always go. No, but okay, yeah. So but
So about
Saved by the Bell. I was listening to another podcast. I was listening to Pete Holmes' podcast. You Made It Weird.
Yeah.
And Mark Paul Gosselaar was on it, and he is Zach Morris, the blonde guy, yeah, the star of the show, is his show. And I found out that before it was Saved by the Bell, the very first season was called Good Morning, Miss Bliss, and the star of the show was like this teacher lady, Miss Bliss, the teacher, and it was going to be her show. It was going to be like Welcome Back, Cotter. With, like, Travolta and, like, all the other kids. Mm-hmm. It was going to be Miss Bliss and then her helping these young kids, like, with their day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
Their problems and all that.
Can I see your lighter?
Yeah. You want to pause and I'll get you a can opener? And then we can pick out top ramens that we want?
Yeah, let's...
Okay, do that. Pause.
Pause. And we're back.
All right, we're back.
Ooh,
so I'm gonna go with Oriental top ramen.
I'm going with roast beef.
Jesse's going roast beef, and it's gonna be amazing. Anybody listening, jealous that we're gonna eat top ramen at like 10 o'clock at night?
I'm pretty sure they're jealous.
Yeah, dude, I know they're jealous. Anyways, okay. So what I was saying is, the show was originally Good Morning, Miss Bliss, and it was gonna be like you'd follow this, but it didn't work. Nobody liked it, so they kept all of the kids. I think besides, Screech. I think he was added later. And then they just completely destroyed the formula. And they got rid of Miss Bliss. They got rid of the whole thing. And then they just made it like a teen comedy, drama, whatever it was. Dude,
that started like a huge...
Started everything.
Yeah, dude, like there's so many shows on Disney Channel.
It took place... Yeah, dude, it took place in like Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then they just, like, after they canceled it, they moved it out to Bayside High.
Yeah.
In like San Francisco and stuff. And then they cast Screech. It changed the whole format of the show, but they kept...
Screech wasn't in it yet?
Not on the Good Morning Miss Bliss thing. I don't think so. But he was on it on... Which, it's just on Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saved by the Bell became like this huge smash hit and stuff. But it's funny how it became... How it originally was going to be this completely different show.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I loved Saved by the Bell. I had no idea what they were talking about. So I was like 4 when it was on.
Yeah.
I loved it. I wanted to be Zach Morris so bad.
Yeah, me too.
He was cool, man.
I didn't watch that as much as I watched Power Rangers, though.
Well, I watched Power Rangers a lot, too. Every kid did. Like, I watched Power Rangers every morning before school.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when I was at home... And
I remember the new ones were always on Saturdays, though. Saturday mornings.
Of Power Rangers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think I ever... I don't think I watched Saturday morning cartoons until I was, like, in my 20s.
Really?
Yeah, because on Saturday mornings, I slept in. When that was... Not just that, but that's... My dad was home on Saturday mornings.
Oh.
So the he... TV there was the one TV, and he was watching what he watched.
When me and Joe were that young, we had our own TVs, but they were, like, tiny little fucking, like, 10-inch, like... I think until I was, like, 10 or 11, I had a black and white TV.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. I don't want to say that it was him watching his shows, because I remember having a TV also, like a little tiny-ass nothing TV that I could get this Saturday morning. So I think it was either a mixture of me sleeping in.
Or probably not even knowing there was new cartoons on.
Yeah, like, I didn't even know about Saturday morning cartoons until everybody always referenced Saturday morning cartoons. And I was like, I don't know what... But they were over at like 9 o'clock. I might have been just sleeping in.
Dude, yeah. It was rare when I would catch them. But it was usually... Power Rangers was one of the last ones.
Okay.
And then there would always be like... I think there was a...
But I
Transformers,
shared... Too. I shared a room with... I Transformers was over in the 80s. You're thinking maybe Beast Wars.
Beast Wars, that's what I'm saying.
But that was also when we were older.
Oh.
Beast Wars was like 10 years old. 10, 11 years old.
Well, yeah, no. I
Saved by the Bell was when we were like 4.
Oh, I never watched Saturday morning cartoons that early.
Oh, yeah.
When I was like 4. Shit, I was watching Aladdin all the time.
Right. Like, well, that's
Jurassic Park and Wayne's World.
I think that's why I watched so much Saved by the Bell, because I wasn't in school yet, but my older brother was.
Mm-hmm.
So for my mom to try to like keep me busy while she like drank wine and took naps while my older brother was at school, I would watch Saved by the Bell and Lassie and MacGyver.
Yeah, I would mainly, but, when I was that young, I think I was mainly watching like.
But Saved by the Bell was the one that I was like, oh man, I can't wait to go to school.
I think I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles like number 2. I think I watched that like 700 times. I can't.
You and us and funny.
What?
Remember the third one? Where they go back in time and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, in the very beginning, there's a rock and roll song playing while they're like, they're kind of dancing, but they're also like practicing their martial arts weapons. And,
yeah.
Well, I remember I used to put that movie on and I'd pull my blinds up in the living room. We're talking 5 years old here.
Yeah.
I'd pull all the blinds up in the living room and stuff. My mom would be downstairs or who knows. Everybody's gone is what I'm saying. And I would put that movie in the VCR. And that rock and roll song we were playing. And I would just start dancing. I would dance all around with the blinds open on purpose, thinking that like a talent agent would walk by and see me dancing.
That's so awesome.
And then like put me in a movie or on a TV show or something. You're a pretty good dancer.
I used to do the same shit though. I used to put Def Leppard That's why, and Wham. I had that one.
Wham?
Yeah, and I'd only listen to that one song that was really...
Wake me up.
Yeah, only that one. I had that little Play School record player, and I put like these little 45s. I had the Def Leppard album, and then I had that Wham album. I only had those two albums.
Right.
And so I'd listen to that Def Leppard album all the way through, and it was like, Pour Some Sugar on Me. And
yeah, we talked about it before.
That was the only song I liked. Cause
and then,
it was
what,
like,
you would sing along, thinking someone would discover you?
Yeah, well, like, yeah, it opened the garage door up, because, like, my mom turned the one-car garage into,
all
like,
these adults are going to hear me and think I'm good.
Yeah, I'd pull the garage door up, and, like, we had, like, a trampoline, like, a little trampoline in our garage and a couch, and I'd jump all over the stuff and be like, wow, that guy's got energy.
Yeah, that guy's cool. He's rocking out.
Yeah, just so funny that listen to Def Leppard at, like, 5.
You ever have any complaints about your farts?
Always. Well, most of the time.
What are some of are those other people's complaints, or are they your own complaints? Give me some fart.
It's rare when I complain.
I wrote down fart complaints.
Why?
Well, you know, a week ago when we were first going to do this new podcast, I probably knew shorthand. I did it again.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. No,
I can't remember now, but it's on paper.
Sometimes people complain.
Tell me. Oh, I remember now. Because I had shown up to do the podcast with you and stuff.
Mm.
And your girlfriend was over.
Oh, yeah.
And I kept farting in front of her, and she was just complaining about it.
Well, she farts. And
does,
like,
she?
Yeah, no, she'll...
Well, I remember, so I wrote down fart complaints.
Hers smell like broccoli.
I'm like, we're going to talk about...
Broccoli.
What does broccoli smell like?
Well, it smells like it tastes. I mean, to me, that's what...
Taste her farts?
Well, no, like when you eat broccoli, that's how her farts smell.
That's better than mine.
Smelling broccoli.
But it depends on what I eat, but some of my farts... Oh, man. Did you just drive by a dairy farm? Nope, I ate pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, do you have any complaints about your own farts?
Sometimes. Sometimes when it's like... When I'm, like, sick, or when I've, like... I don't know. Every time I smell it and it's really bad, I usually just think, like, I just need to eat better. I think my farts would be better.
That's what I was saying. It's like, man, I'll fart and I'll be like, man, that stinks. I really shouldn't have ate that giant, like, what do you call those? Just where it's like a baseball bat of, like, pepperoni, which is a giant, like, tube of meat.
Well, it's considered pepperoni.
Okay, yeah, well, I shouldn't have ate that
pepperoni stick.
Yeah, that tube, not stick though, man. Like
tube.
Like a police freaking nightstick, dude. Yeah. I should not have ate all that spiced meat.
Well, fuck, I remember Stevie used to, or her mom used to get all this pepperoni from New York.
Oh, so good.
And, like, they used to just get boxes of it, because, like, her kids, like, lived out there, like, Stevie's older brothers. And they'd send them boxes of the pepperoni. And I'd always eat the pepperoni stick with, like, French bread. And it was just, like, the best meal ever, even though, like, every night I would...
You were just a time bomb.
I'd have so much heartburn. And, like, I remember at that time, I used to make my mom go, like, buy me orange, like, Minute. For some reason, I loved Minute Maid orange juice and Sunny D. So
every kid loved Sunny D.
I mean, this was when I was, like, 16 and 17. Like, I was like, I was like, all I want from the grocery store is Hot Pockets and Sunny D.
Hang on, though. There was another thing on that list. You used to be obsessed with chips and salsa.
Oh, yeah. She'd always have to give me a certain kind of salsa.
Yeah, and like, but not just a big old, like,
I'd go through it.
I remember that. I always come over to your house. You're the only guy I ever knew that just, like, had salsa on hand but would not let me have any of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, can I get some of the salsa? And you're like, no, dude.
No, I give it to people. They just didn't like it because it was so mild. Like,
because, dude, I love all kinds of salsa.
Because my salsa was always super mild.
I don't like super spicy, so I want to enjoy what I'm eating.
Yeah, well, no, mine was, like, tomato paste. It was that...
Oh, gross.
It was that mild... What was the brand?
It was El Paso, wasn't it?
No. That's too expensive. El Paso is expensive. It was the big plastic jug.
Yeah, I
it was like a half gallon.
Yeah, I'd go so it. Much salsa.
Dude, I had such bad heartburn at that age because all I do was drink orange juice, eat fucking salsa and pepperoni.
Before we change topics, I want to tell a story.
What's up?
Me and my dad... My father, I play it because he likes to do it. And I don't mind it. It's fun. It's bonding. But I have a Wii, and we play golf on my Wii.
I love playing that. Why?
Well, it gets kind of, it's every night. It gets kind of
tired. Oh, it's every night?
Dude, every night. Oh. I'm surprised he didn't try to do it tonight.
That's crazy. Well, we were talking about politics. He's down.
Yeah. No, but so we're in there playing Wii golf, and it's his turn, so he hits the ball and stuff, and then, like, randomly he gives a little... little squeaker. And I didn't think nothing of it, because I'll fire off a couple cylinders every now and then. No big deal. And he's like, alright, it's your turn. So I walk into the spot where I'm going to stand to hit, and literally, it didn't... It's like I walked into a
completely different room.
But a shit room, dude. Yeah. And, but it... I stepped... You could have stepped in any other direction, and you wouldn't have smelled it. But, like, it hit me right at the right time, dude. It was...
Like, right as the cloud was coming up to your head level, yeah. You just walked right
into it. Oh, my God. It was disgusting.
That's awesome.
And I was trying to tell him, he's like, does that stink? And I'm, like, throwing up. I'm like, nope, we're good. Yeah. But, like, okay, so anyway, I just want to say that. Dad, you stank me out, dude. I sprayed Febreze like crazy. Like, my room stinks now from Febreze. Because I was trying to get rid of that stank. Plague that hit my nostrils.
Fart stank.
Yeah, dude, it was terrible. All right, let's move on from farts. We could talk about farts forever. They're always funny. This one, actually, I've been wanting to ask you this for a while, because we talk about music a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And what's an album... Okay, what's the album that you've listened to the longest and that you still like? Like, what's the album that you heard as, like, a kid? I'm not going to say band, because everybody likes bands, but, like, what's an album that you've listened to your whole life and you haven't gotten tired of? You can still put it on and be like, nah, that's still good. Because I have two.
I don't know, my music's changed a lot, and, like, I don't really still listen to, like, I don't have any of the albums that I had when I was a kid, so I don't really do that.
But. Well, you don't have to still own it. But, I mean, like, was there something you listened to as a child that you can still, like, listen to now and be like, yeah, that's pretty good. I can still listen to that. I mean, I'll go first.
How young?
Doesn't... I mean...
Well, I mean, when I first started listening to music...
What's the album you've listened to the longest?
I don't know. You go first.
Okay. My first one would be Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses. I first heard that album when I was, like, 9 years old, and I've heard it a billion times, but I can still listen to it and be like, yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome. I can still listen to it like that. My second one is probably Silverchair, the Frog Stomp.
Yeah.
I got that when I was, like, 11. I'll still put it on, and I'll show it to people and say, yeah. Like, dude, listen to this. It's like, so, like, we're talking, oh, well over, oh, no, not over 20 years, but close to 20 years now of those two albums that I can still listen to that I was listening to when I was a little kid. And I still, it's not like, oh, it's still fresh and awesome and I love it. Do you have anything like that?
The one album that I could think of right now that I know I could listen to and get still, like, the same feeling of when I was a little kid. Or at least, like, when it first came out, which it... I wasn't super young.
Backstreet Boys?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, this wasn't super young, though, because I don't really listen to a lot of stuff that I listened to back then. The only thing I can think of is the Breaking Benjamin album, The We Are Not Alone.
I'm unfamiliar, because I've never been a fan.
It's that one album with the so-called album or song on it.
Oh, okay. Right, really? Nothing before that?
Well, before that would only be, like, a Slipknot album.
No, you know what? I call BS.
What?
I call BS, because we've talked about this on earlier podcasts. Hybrid Theory. Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah, duh. Okay, yeah, Hybrid Theory. I still listen to that one.
Yeah, you played it to me the other day.
To gain inspiration. Yeah, no, okay, Hybrid Theory has got to be, like, the number one, at least.
What did you listen to as a little kid? Well, you were just talking about you still like Def Leppard. You'll still put on.
I can't really say I like it the same way, or like as much. I can't really listen to that whole album. Like, that Breaking Benjamin album, I could listen to the whole thing.
Do you want
to
go with Hybrid Theory?
And then, yeah, I mean, Hybrid Theory, I could, that one song that's like a DJ, the DJ going off is, like, kind of annoying.
Oh, the Mr. Han one. Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be, because, like, I don't like everything on Appetite for Destruction.
Yeah, but most of the thing.
Yeah. I love that album and stuff.
Yeah.
Since I was a little kid to now.
And I, oh my god, that fucking Azalea Dying album, the one
Oceans?
Yeah, no, the one before that. It was the one that everybody loved. The Oceans Between Us is the second, or the, it's their third
album.
Third album, but like the second album was the one that we listened to all the time. The one that was just great writing all the way through.
You know, I was never a huge fan. I became a fan later, but I remember you guys all listened to it. And I would be like, yeah, no, it's cool. Just because I didn't want to be like,
damn it, what's his name of that album? But that was like the album that I could still listen to and be like, wow, man. Like, they really had like a...
Well, that was well into our teens.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't, but like, I'm thinking of albums that I could listen to all the way through. Like,
I say Hybrid Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Because that one, you still listen to that one.
Yeah. Well, I gain inspiration.
And that one, we were like 12.
I mean, just because how basic all their riffs were. Like, me and CJ were just, like... And, I mean, Adam was there, too. Like, he was doing homework at the time. But, like, we were trying to, like, learn some of their songs. And it was, like, so simple. But yet their songs are so complex.
Dude, I totally...
Just because of the layering.
Totally gotta pee.
Yeah, me too, dude.
All right.
Yeah.
Pause that shit.
Hold on. I gotta turn
the... Oh, yeah, we gotta put the screen back on.
We're back.
And we're back.
We're back. What?
Volume up.
My volume?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we're back. And we're back. Welcome back to...
I'm gonna paint some paintings.
Yeah. The friend zone. Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm gonna go hybrid... No, you're Hybrid Theory. Linkin Park. Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses, and then Frog Stomp, Silverchair.
Mm.
Okay, so let's get down to it.
Brass tacks.
Brass tacks, dude. Let's get down to the brass.
What does that even mean? Like brass tacks? Like,
I'm not...
Oh, like actual tacks. Like thumb tacks. Like brass, like...
Well, that's what we're going to go for right now. I don't know, dude. I'm not a historian.
I'm just saying, like, the whole idea behind that.
Why do we say okay? Does that mean okie dokie?
No, it means, like,
I know there's a real reason behind it, but who knows?
I can't remember what it means.
Oh, you know? I saw that movie, too.
What movie?
There was an explanation. It was a movie with, the guy from Growing Pains. Kurt something.
Dude, I didn't watch that movie.
Oh, okay. And, well, it had Dudley Moore.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he was a really famous comedian back in the day. Anyways...
Okay.
Okie dokie. No, we're going to get down to the part of the show where we play Kill, Fuck, Marry.
Nice.
Nice.
Have a chair.
Be mong, dang, 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 pee.
Pee.
Okay, so we're going to mix it up a bit. So far, every time we've played this game, it's been a live person. There might have been some that were...
Well, they were real ideas.
Yeah, real people.
I mean, they might have been dead or whatever, but...
Well, this time, let's do Disney princesses.
Hmm. Yes.
And, okay, so who better than Princess Jasmine?
From Aladdin.
From Aladdin.
I know what I'm doing to her.
Okay, well, hang on. Snow White. She was a princess, right? Yeah.
I think they're all princesses.
Okay, yeah. Snow White.
Or they're supposed to be princesses, but nobody knows.
You know, I've never actually seen Snow White.
Which one was Snow White? It's Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because her stepmother was the queen. It was the stepmother, and then that was the one. She was so jealous that Snow White was, like, prettier than her. That was the whole mirror on the wall thing. Who's the fairest of them all? And it was her the whole time. And then once Snow White, like, grew up, it was Snow White. So then she, like, sabotaged her out of jealousy or something
like that.
Yeah. I've never seen it, but I feel like that's what I've taken.
Because there's always a wicked stepmother, like in Cinderella, it was the same idea. Stepmother would like.
Well, I remember when we wrote it down, we were gonna do Cinderella, Snow White, and then someone. But we were like, wait a minute, that's pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, so yeah, Jasmine, Snow White, and then the Little Mermaid, Ariel.
Oh yeah,
Ariel.
Yeah,
the redhead with the sea. Those seashells.
Yeah.
If only I could have seen them on the shelf, not on her top of her boobies.
So true.
All right, well, dude, right? To this day, Paul's listening. Paul's like all excited.
Dude, he's always had a great rack.
Paul knows who he would freaking... To this day, Paul's like, oh, I love redheads because of the Little Mermaid. We know who you would do what to, Paul. Looking at you.
He could, I mean, for instance, he could marry or bang her. We don't know.
We don't know, but I feel like Jolene, his wife, kind of looks like Snow White. Paul's married in real life. He's married.
Yeah,
he's
got
his wife, Jolene. And she kind of looks like Snow White a little bit.
Can't remember. Snow White had black hair.
Yeah. Jolene's got, well, dark hair. He didn't marry Ariel, he married Snow White. And he's the eighth dwarf.
Yeah. What's the eighth dwarf's name?
Paul.
I can't remember.
The eighth, well, there's only seven dwarves.
Oh, okay, he was the one that ended up marrying her.
Yeah, he was the eighth dwarf. The Zondo married Snow White.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, who would you?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, well, I always gotta go first.
Okay, I'll go first. I think I would have sex with Jasmine. Yeah.
Have sex with Jasmine?
Okay, well, no, hang on. When we talk Little Mermaid, are we talking first half of the movie where she's got the bottom fish out?
She's the Little Mermaid. She's a mermaid.
Well, hang on, because like the other half of that movie, she's a person. And
she's not a mermaid.
In the end, she's a human. Well, I said her name, Ariel. Which half of the movie do you want to do? Do you want to do fish half or when she's a person? What, do you want to do the fish half?
Well, I'm just saying, like, that I don't know.
Like, it'd make it a more interesting topic.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, the thing about it is, like, do you want to go with Jasmine? She's already married to, you know, it's like you're stealing somebody's girl.
That's so different, dude.
She's married in the end.
Yeah, okay, well, now we're talking about an act of adultery or, like, mutant bestiality. Yeah. I think you just want that fish half.
No, I was going to kill her to begin with.
Oh, you were going to kill her?
Yeah.
So why can't we just make her a person then? Why are you being so standoffish about the fish half? Because that was part of your argument. Like, I'm going to kill because she's a fish mutant.
Yeah, fuck that.
She's a devil fish.
Yeah.
I asked you this earlier. With a mermaid, the only thing that we know about mermaids is that they're half fish, half, like, human.
Yeah.
Which half would you rather be fish? The top half or bottom half?
Bottom half.
You'd rather the bottom half be fish? Explain.
I don't know. You can't really, like... I don't want to be doing, like, a fish face.
You've done it before.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. That'd be funny. Yeah. We've known girls that we'd...
Oh, I don't think I dated any girl that looked like a fish, though.
Okay, but think about, like, the logistics. And don't say... It doesn't have to be sex.
Well, just, like, marrying or having sex with a fish.
Yeah, but you'd have to have sex with the fish if she had the bottom half. If her vagina was a fish vagina, that's where you're having sex.
I could go celibate, bro. I'll just marry her if she was, like, if I had to, you know? And we'll just go celibate.
See,
or just go, you know, should...
I tend to agree... Because I want to have someone to talk to.
Exactly.
And I want to squeeze those boobies. And, you know, like, we can work out all the HJ, BJs or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, she's going to be completely unsatisfied.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, how would she... She's satisfied for being a princess.
Well, no. If she had the bottom half was a fish half, I gotta jerk off on all those eggs she lays. Like a salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that bad?
Well, it's bad because you have like 15 billion babies.
But they leave fast. They hatch. You don't take care of them.
No, that's true. No, but you got a spot. Okay, where are we going with this? The joke was like, oh, you gotta jerk off on the eggs, like salmon. But anybody that doesn't know salmon has no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we make Little Mermaid with legs?
Sure.
Okay, so I'll go first.
But she doesn't talk, though.
That's who, better. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, I changed my mind. That's right. She doesn't talk. I forgot. I haven't seen that movie in forever. I'm going to marry Ariel.
But no, she's still going to get mad and, like, scream at you. But
she can't scream nothing. She can't talk.
She's going to be all, like, mute.
Yeah, that's the best. That's terrible. But no, I'm going to marry Ariel.
She didn't know sign language, so she's got to express things in weird ways.
Whatever, I jerked off on the eggs already. What do you want from me, Ariel?
You don't have to when you're jerking off when she has human legs.
Okay, well then, chicken eggs. I don't know. I'm jerking off on some kind of eggs. That's all I'm concerned
about. Not when she
has
human legs.
Well, I'm in the kitchen alone. I just have chicken eggs out.
You just have chicken eggs.
Yeah, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Okay, so I'm going to marry Ariel. Because, oh my God. A wife that can't talk? No, that would kind of suck.
That's what I'm saying. You got to talk to a wife.
Well, I want a partnership, and I want to jerk off on eggs. So I don't know how this is going to happen. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna hook up with Jasmine. I'm going to marry Snow White.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't talk either. She said,
she doesn't?
Dude, literally that whole movie, she says like four lines, and then everything else is everybody else. The seven dwarves,
dude, it's
and,
been so
and the,
long
and the stepmom have all the lines. I want my wife to talk. I want to be able to converse and like, what's wrong, baby? You jerked off on all the eggs. Well, hang on. Don't come down on me. You know, I had a long day at work and stuff. That's how I relax. That's how I relax.
I jerk off on eggs.
I jerk off on all the eggs. Well, maybe if you were a better part of this. Okay, we're not going to go.
Maybe you didn't have kids at such a young age. I don't know.
Ask me about me sometime. Maybe I'd have an answer for you, but no. It's always my father was king. My father was king. Why are you jerking off on the eggs? Because I need some me time. I need to reflect.
Was Snow White's mom?
Huh?
Was Snow White's dad a king?
Yeah, because the stepmom was the. I think, dude. I've never actually seen Snow White. God, this is getting weird.
We never look up anything.
I know. And we've been talking about jerking off on eggs forever now. And like, what?
Just you got your own things, man. Like, everybody does their own thing.
Okay. So, basically... All right, tell you what. I'm gonna have sex with Jasmine because... I don't want to murder her because I'm... You know, when I was a little kid, Jasmine was hot.
Yeah.
But I don't want to marry her because she's Middle Eastern. I don't want to upset my family.
Oh, whatever.
And not just that, but I don't want to, like, every time one of her 10,000 cousins get married, I got to fly back to Agrabah and shit.
That'd be awesome.
Or I got to move all of them here and then try to figure out how to get them green cards and jobs. And so I don't want to do it. So I'm just going to bang her. I'm going to bang her good, get her out of the way. I'm going to marry Snow White. Because she was the fairest of them all, and she was very sweet. She was one of those, she was singing to the animals and stuff, and she could talk. She didn't say a lot, but the possibility of us growing together is there.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid, you know, I'm in a boat, I toss out a stick of dynamite, she's freaking belly up.
Yeah.
She's floating upside down.
You're going to kill her?
Yeah, she's dead. I'm freaking... God. Shooting fish in a barrel, dude.
Yeah.
What are your answers?
I was gonna kill Little Mermaid too. I was gonna marry Jasmine.
You like the darkies.
No, she's not even dark in the movie. Like,
well, and you know, that was a big controversy.
Yeah.
In Aladdin. Well, in the beginning, Aladdin started out very much tanner.
Yeah.
Than he is at the end.
Yeah.
At the end, he's a white guy. He's Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Which, actually, they modeled him after Tom Cruise.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Well, Tom Cruise was huge at the time. But I digress. In the beginning, he was very tan and Arab-looking. And by the end, he's full-on white guy.
That's crazy.
They slowly, like, changed the hue of his skin.
Just so nobody notices.
Yeah. Throughout the movie. Yeah. So you would marry Jasmine?
Yeah. And then I would...
There's only one left. You gotta bang Snow White.
Yeah.
Do you bang Snow White Cosby style while she's unconscious?
No.
Not Bill Cosby style?
No.
You wait till she wakes up.
Dude, I love that picture.
I know, that was a good one.
Yeah.
So you wait till she wakes up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not into that. Like,
she wakes up and then you sex her right back into that same combo. Yeah,
no, she's gonna definitely sleep after that.
Yeah,
you gotta sex it.
What's your favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Terminator 2.
Why?
I don't know. Just because, like, I remember it as just, like, a crazy, scary, like, intense movie as a kid. And then I went and watched it, like, what, 2 years ago? When I was on a date. And we went to that one theater.
I don't care where you went.
It was a cool old theater that had, like, pizza.
Just say that. Beer. Yeah, I went to this cool old theater and I watched this movie.
Yeah. Calm down.
You calm down. I'm not going to sit here where you take 5 minutes to, like, it wasn't the Aladdin.
Aladdin.
The Aladdin Theater. Don't they play movies there?
I don't think so.
The Baghdad.
The Baghdad does.
Yeah. Was that where you saw it?
No.
Okay, move on.
Laurelhurst.
Okay. Hey. Laurelhurst. High five. We figured it out.
Yeah.
All right, you went to Laurelhurst.
Laurel.
You went to Laura.
Yeah,
Laurelhurst.
I went there and saw it, and it was way more comedic than I thought it was. Like,
well, that's what I remembered. I remembered it was mostly jokes
and the then first
explosions.
One, yeah, the first one was
was almost like a horror movie.
Yeah, and then like they can't instead of like making a
sci-fi
sequel,
horror movie
instead of making a sequel that was like a dark sequel. You know, they brought some comedy to it, and I thought that was awesome. I don't know. Just the whole idea of that movie.
Well, I remember, he's the Terminator. Schwarzenegger's the Terminator.
And it was, like, so corny and, like...
Yeah.
Like,
he blows up the bad guy and stuff, and then, like, he's all ripped apart, and he stands up, and he goes, I need a vacation. And so, like, you're a fucking robot, dude. But that was one of those jokes. And, like, the whole, I'll be back and all that. That's... Yeah. Okay, so that's your favorite out of all of them?
Okay, there was that other movie that I loved back in the day, too. It was,
Twins?
No.
Junior?
No.
Where he was pregnant?
No, it was the one where, he was the hero, the star hero in the movie, and, like, the kid was watching the movies.
Oh, Last Action Hero.
Dude, that was, like...
I still love Last Action.
Yeah, that's still, like, imprinted in my
funny,
mind.
Funny, man. You want to talk about funny. It's Last Action Hero. You know what's funny about that, though?
There was cool stuff in it.
That movie was a bomb.
Really?
Dude, that movie lost, like... Not only, like, did not make back the money that they spent on the budget, but it lost so much. It was, like, one of the biggest, like, box office flops.
Besides, like, Titanic.
Titanic was, like, held the record for making the most money.
No, until, but they Spider-Man. Still... They still... didn't make the money back that they spent.
On the budget?
Dude, yeah. They never made the money that they made
well,
that they spent
what
on the budget.
What the fuck, man? That was like the highest grossing movie of all time until like Spider-Man came out.
But like, yeah, like I'll look that up. But yeah, no, Last Action Hero was like one of my favorites too. But Terminator 2 just got me because I didn't realize until I was, what, 24, 25?
Okay.
How funny
how
it was.
How awesome it was.
Yeah.
The thing that I want to make known about Last Action Hero is it wasn't the film's budget that made them a box office flop. It was all the money they spent on promoting the film.
Yeah.
Dude, they sent, like, rockets into space with, like, Last Action Hero written on the side. Like, they spent millions promoting the movie. And then I think everybody was sick of it just from seeing all the commercials and everything they did to promote it.
Yeah.
But they didn't go...
Oh, shit, never mind.
Yeah, as I say, Titanic made a ton of money, dude.
Okay, well, no, it the budget was $200 million, and they only made...
Was it really?
$2
billion. No, they only made $2 billion for $200 million.
Yeah. But no, I mean...
They only, you know, like, quadrupled times 10 their budget...
But no, I think it was the opening weekend. Like most
oh, well, shit, most you gotta give
movies
it time.
Most movies try to make the money back in the first weekend. I think the first weekend they didn't make their budget back.
Right.
I don't know.
For me, my favorite Arnold movie.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite of all time, and it's actually one of my favorite movies of all time, is Conan the Barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to skip that one because that's, like, my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
My favorite Arnold movie besides that is Predator. Dude, Predator is sick, man.
It's been a long time since I see that one, too.
Watch that one again, dude. Because, like, there's one scene that always sticks in my head, and it is, like, 100%, like, masculinity. Like, that's what it is to be a fucking man. He does it in Predator. He knows he's up against terrible odds. It's this fucking alien that's just murdering everybody.
Yeah.
And he's better at it than anything we've ever seen. All of his friends are dead. He's alone in this jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And Schwarzenegger, he has this like whole thing ready for like a big bonfire. And then he's standing up on top of this cliff. And he's got like war paint all over him, knowing he's going to die. Like this thing is going to not just die, but like murder him terribly. Like a horrible death. And he takes his torch and he throws it down on the bonfire as like a big beacon, like a huge signal, like, hey, here I am.
Mm.
And then after he throws it down and it lights this huge bonfire and stuff, he just stands on the edge of this cliff and he just screams like this horrible, like guttural war cry. And it's like, dude, if that's not the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen, like, that's masculinity, dude. Like, that's a fucking dude.
Yeah,
he throws it down. He's like, aah! And then, like, this huge battle happens and stuff. But, like, frame by frame, that scene is, I mean, if you could literally, like, put a boner on film without it being a porn.
Yeah.
It was that scene from Predator. Like, that's a dude. I don't know how else to explain it, but it's just that masculine.
It's been so long since I've seen that one.
And he's all buff as shit and stuff. Like, dude, it's incredible.
Because I saw I've seen, like, the newer Predators, because, like...
Oh, those are crap.
Yeah, like the newest one that came out.
Those are flavor of the week. Those are Fast and the Furious 10s.
Yeah. Because there was that Predator movie where...
AVP and all that.
No, I didn't see that one. It's just, like, the Predator one. It's, like, the newest Predator. But it was crazy.
No, but, yeah, like, that scene is, like, a Viagra pill.
What do you think about the, have you watched the VHS movies yet?
Of what?
The VHS movies. They're, like, called...
Oh, the horror movies?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen those. I don't watch a lot of horror films.
Dude, those are awesome. If you were to watch any horror films, like,
I've heard that about that, and I've heard that about those.
Well, I mean, they're okay. It's like
in Indescription or no, Insidious.
Insidious. Well, these are like you know how sketch comedy, like you'll watch an episode of sketch comedy, and it'll be like 30 minutes of different sketches. Well, this is like 2 hours of different horror films that are like all caught on a video camera. And it's not really a horror film. It's like something happened on this video camera. These guys are watching these videotapes, and they're all crazy shit that's happened. And people have like documented them. Like the VHS one. One of the guys has a GoPro on, and he's riding his bike through this campsite, and like he's doing these crazy trails. And all of a sudden, like he comes up to this lady, and this lady's like, "Oh my god, come help me!" And like he's like, "What?" And he's got this GoPro on his helmet, and he's following this lady, and she, like, leads him into this camp or whatever, and then all of a sudden there's zombies and shit attacking. And the whole time this guy's got the GoPro on, filming all of it, and then he gets bitten. And so now you got a GoPro on a zombie, like, going, and, like, it was just every little, like, part of those horror films was, like, so original as far as, like...
That is a good idea. I mean... It's a good idea for a short.
Well, they're shorts in a movie. Okay. Like, these guys go into this house, and they're like, we gotta steal some of these VHS tapes. This guy has a lot of them. So they're going through them, and then, like, this one guy just starts seeing these crazy VHS tapes of, like, murders and, like, not just murders, but weird cult shit and, like, alien shit and just a ton of stuff. Like, the one abduction one was insane. Like, these kids are all, like, having a party during the weekend and stuff, and, like... their little brothers and sisters are there, like, staying there, but they're not a part of it. And the little kids have the camera. And, yeah, that was, like, probably the creepiest abduction, like, video, like, fake video I've seen. Just all of a sudden, like, you hear this loud horn, and all the lights go out, and then outside, these bright lights turn on. I don't know.
So to answer your question... No, I haven't seen them. Yeah. I haven't seen those movies.
No, they're awesome.
Okay.
Long description. You're welcome.
So, yeah, to answer your question, no, I ain't seen them.
Okay, yeah.
I don't feel like I need to now.
No, there's like a bunch of them.
Oh, okay.
Those are like two and like three different movies.
What drug do you wish you could do? You've done more drugs than I have.
I think the only other extra drug that I've done other than you is probably shrooms.
I am a drug.
No, you've done...
I'm the best drug.
You've done them, just not a lot.
Shrooms?
Yeah, you said you did them once.
I did on accident years
ago. Dude, I've done them on accident.
But it was never, like, a conscious decision to do them. Like, that. It was an accident. I've never done mushrooms.
Oh.
Like, it's, you know, I've never been like, yeah, let's do these.
Yeah.
It happened on accident. That was it.
They're awesome.
I didn't like them. But I wasn't... I didn't even know that, it didn't work out, like, it wasn't like I was waiting, I just remember, like, I ate some food and stuff, and all of a sudden I'm like, I feel really weird. Yeah. And then, like, I just kind of, like, some weird shit happened, and then I went to bed.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about your, you know, because you're a terrible, terrible drug addict. We won't get into that.
No, I've only done drugs that aren't addicting.
Okay, so whatever. You smoked some pot. I smoked pot. You smoked a lot more pot than I did. Who cares? I did shrooms once. You do shrooms. Doesn't matter. What drug do you wish you could do? Like, if you had a chance and you knew that there was going to be no... You knew that you weren't going to go to jail. And you knew that...
I think we both would choose the same drug.
What are you going to say?
Cocaine.
Oh, no, mine's heroin.
Really?
Fuck no, dude.
I was like, what?
Are you kidding me? No, yeah. Cocaine. And it's not because... Dude, I'm not even really sure what cocaine does to you. What's the effect of cocaine?
From what I know, it just makes you more awake and more alert and, like, just, like, hyper. Like, it's, like, kind of like caffeine, from what I hear.
Right.
Like, a lot of people do it when they drink, and that's how they become addicted to it, is because they drink so much, so they take a lot of cocaine. It makes you stay up later, makes your drinking a lot funner, you're not as drowsy.
Well, I've heard stories that's funny.
Shit their pants and stuff.
Well, I don't want to shit my pants. Well, I do that enough already.
Well, I mean, like, I hear, like, you gotta shit. Like, that's, like, a thing, is you gotta shit.
No, but it's funny, because we have a mutual friend, and I've heard stories about him being, like, about to be kicked out of a bar, because he's, like, falling down drunk. And then, like, he, like, drags himself into the bathroom for, like, 10, 15 minutes, and then comes out, like, totally fine.
Yeah.
And that's the cocaine?
I'm guessing, yeah.
Because you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, no, dude, like, a lot of our friends would be at the bar and doing it, and, like, we had no fucking clue at all.
For real?
Yeah, dude, like, a lot of them. Like, I mean, pretty much everybody but us, almost.
No shit?
Like, the friends that would go to the bar all the time. Like,
okay.
Not like the friends that, like...
Dude, I've never even seen cocaine.
A lot of the friends from Woodland, I don't think they did it. I mean, I know a few of them may have tried it and stuff.
Oh, it's Vancouver friends?
It's usually the people that we know from Vancouver.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, like, I only want to do cocaine. Like I said, like we were just talking about earlier before we even, like, got into this rant, is... I don't even know what the effects are from,
like,
it.
Like, really?
It looks so cool in movies.
I don't think it's even that big of a deal.
I want to just, like, be by the pool in like my white suit.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah, with your shirt unbuttoned.
Yeah,
and then like sexy chicks everywhere, and I'm gonna do a bump.
Yeah,
and stuff, and like, and just have the party continue.
Yeah,
so it's the like I romanticize because it looks so cool in movies and stuff. I romanticize, I want to do that, but do I want to shit my pants and then like punch my landlord and like?
I don't. And we're back a week later.
Yeah. Okay. If anybody's confused, because it just switched from that story about
cocaine stuff.
Yeah. To now us talking. The battery died on the recording computer.
Yeah.
On the recording device. And so this is just the first time we've had to sit down and continue this. So this is a week later.
Yeah, a week later.
Halloween's came and gone. But we're finishing in that episode. Did I just say that weird?
We're finishing in that episode. No, that's normal. That's correct grammar.
Finishing in.
I went to college.
Finishing in. Okay, so yeah, so we're back. We're finishing in that episode.
Yeah.
College.
We're in college.
All right, so what we're talking about, if there were no repercussions and we could totally get away with it, we would both do cocaine.
Yeah.
Now, would you just do it the once, or that would be like your go-to?
If you could keep doing it?
Yeah, like if you could just, hey, do all the cocaine you want, nothing bad will happen.
I don't know. I'm like afraid of doing it just because of the addictiveness, not really because it's illegal.
I like your style.
Because I don't want to be spending more money on shit.
I like your, yeah, no, I agree. We already have no money as it is.
Yeah, and we're already spending a lot of money on caffeine and shit.
Well, since it is a week later... Oh, man, I spent so much money on caffeine. Since it is a week later, let's... Halloween happened. Tell me about Halloween. Tell me about your All Hallows Eve.
Oh, Hallows Eve. It was pretty crazy. I mean, you were there.
I was there.
Yeah, we both went. We went to Edgefield McMenamins.
Mm-hmm.
McMenamins Edgefield, I don't know how you say it, but...
And you were a giraffe.
I was a giraffe, and you were Macho Man Randy Savage.
I started out as Macho Man.
Oh, then you went to 80s.
Yeah, and then the cowboy hat was giving me a terrible headache, so I took it off, but I kept the bandana and stuff, and I already had on that like crazy 80s shirt. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much like, think of any 80s movie guy, teenager-wise, and I was him.
Yeah, you did BMX.
Yeah, you want to thrash.
Yeah, thrashing BMX,
yeah,
man.
Gnarly brah. I was that guy. It was easy.
Yeah. Got really drunk.
Yeah, it was fun, but it was kind of an uneventful night. Yeah.
I guess.
No, I mean, like, it was a ton of fun, but, like, looking back on it, it's like, oh, there's not really, like, anything. Nobody, like, punched anybody out or, like, threw up in the pool or anything. We all just, like, hung out and had a good time.
It's usually how parties go, normally.
We've been to some doozies, bro.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the parties, like, with the bandmates.
Right.
Normally stay in that direction.
Well, so I'm just saying, like, recapping a story that pretty much it's an uneventful story.
Yeah.
It was a good time, though.
Yeah, it was a good party. We drank a lot and played pool and walked from bar to bar at Edgefield.
Hey, what jungle animal would you want to be?
That's pretty sudden.
Well, there's nothing to go with on that.
Yeah.
Halloween story. It was a fun Halloween.
Well, I was a jungle animal already. You're a giraffe. What was
Is a giraffe a jungle animal? Or are there, like, the African plains?
African
the plains. No, they're not in the jungle. They're always out in, like, a big field and stuff.
I don't know.
What jungle animal would you be?
I thought I said sloth. Oh, no.
We didn't record.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we were, like, recording for at least, like, 20 minutes with the computer actually dead.
Oh, yeah. So we already talked about that.
Yeah. So all these
things. Nobody heard it.
All these things I think we, like, actually podcasted about, we didn't really technically podcast it. We were just talking to each other.
Yeah, the computer had been dead for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Which sucks because I think we were really onto something.
Yeah.
But, hey, what jungle animal would you want to be?
I'd be a sloth.
Is that what you just... But you never leave the trees. And you're slow.
They're chill. They're just chill.
You would be a sloth now that I see it.
And they're just chill. And it's like, let's just hang out.
Yeah, let's just... They'd be even slow. Be like, yo.
Yeah, I'd be like, let's just hang out.
Let's keep Mellow, baby.
Yeah. I'm the sloth.
You would be a sloth.
I'm a sin.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think of that for a second. I think if I could be any jungle animal, I would be, I don't know. I think I'm going to keep it in, like, the tree dwellers. I'm going to be an orangutan.
Orangutan?
Yeah. Just because in the Jungle Book, man, King Louie, that was the best song.
Yeah.
And he lived in, like, that old city of gold and stuff. I want to be King Louie, the orangutan.
Nice.
But he wants to be like me. The whole song is he wants to be like a human. I want to walk like you. Remember?
Yeah, but I mean, like,
so
wait, wanted to be like him is just
so.
Like,
wait, would I be?
It's ironic.
It is ironic. Sweet irony. So if I was an orangutan, I would want to be human. But I'm a human who wants to be an orangutan.
Maybe.
I'll be an orangutan.
Maybe you guys could switch positions.
What are you talking about?
Maybe like he takes your place. You take his place.
I'm not specifically talking about King Louie. That was my inspiration for wanting to be an orangutan.
Oh, sorry.
Trying to get all crazy up in here. Do you know who you're messing with?
I'm just bringing in, like, new theories. Talking sci-fi.
Man, this isn't working out.
I'm tired.
I got nothing to talk about. We're so unprepared.
Well, I mean, we had that one idea. What in your life would you... like
when you text me.
Yeah, what would you like to not do in your, like, past?
What did you text me? I'll look it up.
I can look it up.
I'm looking it up.
I got it faster.
I'm already going. Dude, I'm here I go. Catch me if you can. You're way behind. When did I send you a picture of Ryan Gosling? Oh, yeah. I sent him a picture of Ryan Gosling. Nope, you find it. I can't find it.
Okay, name one mistake you could have avoided in your life that wouldn't change who you are today.
It's a good question. Why don't you go ahead?
Okay, well, you brought up marriage. Like,
Well, I said that jokingly.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, because getting married, like, and divorced, like, that changes you. And, like, I don't know. I think that would have changed me if I would have, like... I wouldn't be the same person I am today if I wasn't divorced.
You know, honestly, I don't really think it changed me that much. Because, like, I like to think I'm still me. Regardless of all that.
Well, of course you're still you.
But, if anything, it gave me, like, a new outlook on the opposite sex that I didn't have before I was married.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not, like, better. But just it more... I don't know, it equalized me more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because now I don't really necessarily think of, like, of myself anymore. As much as I go, like, okay, well, you know.
It was a team thing.
Well, like, I've been on the other side, so now I gotta kind of, whenever I see any woman, I kind of, like, try to think of things through their perspective, which I didn't have that before I was married.
Mm-hmm.
It was always just, like, whatever I thought is what I did.
Yeah.
And then married and divorced later, so I still kept that with me, where it's like, okay, I gotta realize, like, the plight of the opposite sex and stuff.
Well, there you go. You wouldn't have that.
Okay, well, what is your answer? What do you
think? My answer would be, like, I wouldn't have put my hand in that lawnmower. I think I'd be still the same person I am today if I wouldn't have put my hand in that lawnmower.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's like, it's obviously, like, nobody should put their hand on the lawnmower. I put my hand on the lawnmower.
But that's not a good answer, though, because it's like, man, remember that time I kicked that thing and my foot hurt?
Well,
I wouldn't have done that.
No, I'm just saying, it's a situation in your life that happened that you think you could have avoided without changing who you were today. That,
you know, this is a tough topic, tough question, because I think everything shapes who you are.
Yeah.
Whether it's as meaningless as, like, would you eat for breakfast that morning? Oh, well, if I hadn't eaten that, then I wouldn't have farted in the elevator next to that hot girl, and maybe we'd be on another date or something.
Yeah.
So I can't really, like, say that anything even as trivial as, like, stubbing my toe wouldn't affect who I am now, whether I realize it or not.
Okay, you're getting too deep.
Well, dude, that's how it really is. Like, that's why, time travel, man. That's why it's bullshit. the slightest thing, like just the fact that you were in, like if you went back to previous,
someone just saw you.
Not even that. Like you could, it could be something as meaningless as just your body mass being in that position that it was when it wasn't supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like a certain breeze didn't catch a little butterfly that was 100 yards behind you because you were blocking it.
That butterfly was going to get in somebody's face later on.
It's just, like, I think everything happens.
Yeah.
I'm not saying for a reason, because some shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, everything shapes who you are, whether how big or small, whether you know it or not. So, like, you probably, you not cutting the tip of your finger off might not have changed who you are as you think, but next time you might lose your whole hand because you didn't have that hot water burns baby incident.
Well, dude, no, it was, it, I mean, I knew that, like, there's a blade under there. It's just, like, last, like, minute, I was riding a lawnmower, and then, like, I hit, like, a giant rock, and I thought it fucked up the guard,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know the blade was right underneath the guard, because it was, like, a little lip thing.
It's literally to just don't.
Yeah, don't even put your hand near the guard.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, if you hadn't done that... Oh, I mean, like, little things, you know? Like, remember how mad you were that you had to drive yourself to the hospital?
Yeah.
That changed dynamics and relationships that you have.
Yeah.
Like, little things like that, like, might not have happened, and you might not be on a certain path that you're on now because of all the shit that came after cutting the tip of your finger off. Think about it.
I just want to bring up the fact that I cut my tip of my finger off.
Well, dude, I'll always bring that up. You don't even have to want to bring it up. I'll bring it up all the time. Hey, Jesse, remember when you were retarded? You cut the tip of your finger off. You'd be trying to argue with me with, like, good merits. You'd be like, yeah, but I really think that if we do it this way, and it'll make 100% perfect sense, but I'm like, yeah, but you cut your fucking finger off because you're retarded.
Hey, I didn't cut the whole thing off, and...
You just got tipped?
Yeah, and it was just the skin.
It was pretty gnarly, though, dude.
Yeah.
That was pretty gnarly.
It was all the skin.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The lady said there was, like, just barely any tissue in between to where, like, if I would have cut any deeper, then we would have had definitely skin graft.
Oh, man. See, that's why, like, I don't respect you or your opinions ever again.
Whatever.
No, seriously. Like, it'd be something I agree with. Be like, dude, Carl's Jr.? And I'll be like, dude, you cut your finger off.
Fuck you.
We're going to Burger King.
Yeah.
Even though I wanted Carl's Jr., but I can't now. Because I can't agree with old Tippy Fingy.
I was hoping, like, I wasn't going to get my, like, fingerprint back, like Men in Black.
It always grows back.
I don't know, man.
No, it does. It can go away for a little bit, but then it'll come back. Like, you can't just cut the tips of your fingers off, like, especially, like, your thumbprint, and then 10 years later still not have a thumbprint. Unless you, like...
If you go down to the bare tissue and it cuts off, like...
Like, maybe.
You won't grow back.
I'm not necessarily a doctor.
I'm only a practicing...
Well, I mean, I think if you believe something enough, it is somewhat true.
Yeah.
So, I'm only... You know, I'm on my way.
Only part doctor.
Yeah. I'm on my way, so I could be wrong.
Part doctor.
Baby bird.
Baby bird.
What do you think, man? You want to just call this our shortest episode?
Yeah. Well, no, we're at an hour 17.
Oh, nice. There you go, Paul.
There you go, Paul. Hour and 17 minutes.
Yeah, listen to that in the truck.
Yeah.
All right. Bird Biscuits. Can't find a better goat.
Tom and Jesse.
Baby, birdie baby.
Baby, shove your mouth full of baby birds.
All right, we're gone.